5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. It's Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We are efforting right now, working to get defensive coordinator Scott Darnell on the program for the UNC Bears. They get set to go up against Houston Baptist for game number one. And they're just looking to get out there. You know, last year wasn't exactly the year they wanted, both in the wins-losses column, but, you know, just transfer portal, COVID. I mean, it was a very tumultuous time for the University of Northern Colorado. So I know that they're just ready to get out there, put this full team in place. And I think this is true for a lot of, not just college football teams, probably all teams, high school, college, pro. It feels like this is the first year, you know, in a couple of years now, where we've got the full season. You know, you've got all your off-season stuff, everything that was going that you do to build up for the off-season and growing and getting ready for the year. This feels like finally we're to that point where, okay, we've had our off-season, we've been able to do our workouts and everything. You know, we're not just starting with the games or what have you. So this has got to be, you know, just a perfect setting. Finally. For Ed McCaffrey's crew. You know, there's certainly been some drama surrounding the program and all of that with that story that came out earlier in the year from the Greeley Tribune and all. But it feels like they've kind of turned the page on most of that. And listen, teams dealt with transfers. Look at Wyoming. Wyoming lost their quarterback. They lost a lot of really good players. CU lost a lot of good players. It is the nature of college football now, and to expect it not to hit UNC, I mean, yeah, but they came back and were able to still get guys in from the transfer portal to help their football team. So I'm not sure what this season's going to look like. Certainly an easier schedule, but we know it's going to start with the defensive side of the ball. I mean, we're excited about Dylan McCaffrey. We're excited about Elijah Dotson and all of these players on the offensive side, but defensively, they were good last year. You know, they kept the defense kept the Bears in a lot of games and really helped them win the games that they did. And I'm talking to, we'll talk to Scott Darnell here in just a moment, I believe. But just talking to him out at practice, you know, he's got the vibe, man. This is going to be a better defense than it was a year ago. You know, lost Joe Golden, went for a bigger opportunity. But, I mean, they still have a really, really good defense led by David Hogue. That guy is a tremendous player. He's on all the Big Sky Conference watch lists. So, I mean, they've got a lot of studs, a lot of big-time players that we're pumped to see in action as soon as this weekend, going up against Houston Baptist. And now joining us on our First Advantage Hotline, the man himself, Scott Darnell, assistant coach, defensive coordinator for the UNC Bears. Coach, thanks so much for giving us some time today.
No problem. Happy to be on.
How are you, man? I mean, you guys ready to rock and roll? We're a few days away. We're finally getting to the point where we could talk about some football.
No, agreed. Yeah, we're all fired up. It feels like we've been practicing forever, so can't wait.
And I know you're chomping at the bit, this defense. You know, your defense was good last year, Coach. But, just kind of chatting with you a little bit, hearing from the guys and talking to some of the people in the know, I get the feeling they're going to be even better this season.
Yeah, we think so. You know, we've upgraded in a couple of spots. We're definitely faster than we were last year and excited to go out there and get after it on Saturday.
Well, you guys, did you feel last year, Coach, like, hey, there was a lot of pressure on this defense to keep us in games, to keep things going? This year, looking forward, it feels like maybe the defense is a little bit better, but the offense, I mean, bringing in some key players like Elijah Dotson and just having Dylan McCaffrey in this system a little bit longer, do you feel as much pressure now? Do you look at it and say, man, we might be able to, we'll get those stops, but our offense is going to be able to reward those stops by moving the ball up and down the field?
Yeah, I feel like the offense has had a fantastic camp. Excited for them on Saturday as well. You know, I'm excited to see number 5 get the rock and watch 12 put it in the air some. So it's going to be a lot of fun to play some complimentary football and see if we can get one against these guys on Saturday.
We always, I mean, it's kind of a cliche question, but just to get your perspective, you get to the point where you guys are out practicing in the heat, you know, you're hitting each other, you're beating each other up. I mean, isn't it just kind of refreshing, especially for your guys, for your players, to look and go, okay, 2 days away, and we're going to be able to take out some of our aggression on somebody else that's not on our team?
No, most definitely. We have, I mean, the coaches are chomping at the bit, the player, everybody. It's been, like I said, it feels like we've been practicing for a year for this game. And so to finally have it be, you know, about 48 hours away, it's very exciting for everybody. A lot of hard work has went into what we're going to put out there on Saturday.
Coach, I know you've been with Coach McCaffrey for a while. You were on his staff with Valor Christian. What's your relationship like? And do you, and on top of that, do you feel like it got even stronger in these last 2 years? Because you guys, have, everybody's been through the ringer. The COVID stuff was absolutely crazy. Your year last year with guys not being able to get on the roster because of COVID and whatnot. Do you feel like that relationship with Coach McCaffrey has just gotten stronger over these last couple of seasons?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Coach and I go way back to even the early 2000s when we worked together at Regis High School. But, you know, going through COVID and the adversity that we went through as a staff and as a team the last few years definitely brought us closer, you know, second to none with our working relationship. He leans on me for a lot, and I lean back on him for a lot. So it's been a lot of fun. You know, you go through – I'm a big believer in the tough times don't last. Tough people do, and I think no matter how bad something is, you can find a positive from it. So coming through last year together, you know, one of the main positives is our coaching staff's a lot tighter. And just being able to spend this additional time together through this spring and fall, unlike last year, has really brought us together.
Yeah, well, that's what we were kind of talking with Coach about last week, too. Like, just feeling like, you know, I know you had a season last year, but it was still choppy getting into your preseason stuff that you do, your camps, practices. I mean, we still didn't quite know what things were going to look like. And this season, for the first time in a while, it does feel like you guys went through all of the typical processes that lead us to game one.
Yeah, absolutely. It feels like football. Last year was kind of like triage. I mean, every week it was some new ball. I mean, but you know what? The guys that were here last year, I love them all. We had a great time. And I know the wins and losses weren't what we wanted, but, you know, have, you know, great relationships, built a strong bond through it all, and just want to be better than we were last year.
Well, talk to us again. We're talking to defensive coordinator for the UNC Bears, Scott Darnell. David Hogue, we had the opportunity to chat with him a couple of weeks ago. He's on every Big Sky watch. He's on every watch list, college watch list that you can name, and he's just a tremendous young man. I know you're expecting even bigger things from him this season. Talk to us about how you utilize him, because he's one of those players, Coach, where you can get creative. You can put him almost anywhere on the field.
We give him a lot of flexibility to move him all over the place. We try and put him in the best position to make plays. And so I think that's our job as coaches at any time, is we try to put the guys in the best position to make plays. And with David, there's no exception. I mean, unbelievable motor. And he's a relentless player on the field and even a better kid off the field. Every day when I see him, I'm like, "How you doing, buddy?" And he's like, "Amazing." Like, "Class today, David, amazing." Everything's always amazing with him. So It's a pleasure to coach him.
How important is a guy like that, Coach, not just on the field, but to have that positive leadership? We are in this day and age where kids are transferring left and right. We know it. You guys experienced it. A lot of schools are experiencing it that we talk about. But having a guy that's so good on the field, but maybe even better off the field, be one of those leaders, how important is that to you?
Well, it's always, you know, there's nothing better than when your best players are your best leaders. And we have that here, you know, have that with David. We have that with Jordan Napke, Tama Tuatelli, Jacob Stanton, you know, Brooks Talkington. We got a lot of exceptional leaders on this football team, and they've all been fantastic through the offseason.
Yeah, Brooks is another good dude. I love chatting with him. He's a radio guy, too. I'm pretty sure he's going to be a radio guy. With a last name like Talkington, I mean, he has to be in the radio business at some point. Plus, he's well put together when you get him on. But again, that just goes to show you have all this talent, but a lot of guys that are just outgoing and very eager to represent this program.
Oh, absolutely. And Brooks is one of my all-time favorites. We got a special treat tomorrow for the football team that Brooks has had set up, so you'll see that on Saturday. But, yeah, he's outstanding. And if I mean, every day he talks to me about being on the radio, so...
No, he's good. I love it. Zach Angelillo, he's good too. There's a lot of guys that are just outgoing, and I love that with this program. Coach, turning the page, looking forward to Houston Baptist. You guys were able to handle them last season. What can you tell us? Obviously, we won't ask for the game plan, unfortunately, but what can you tell us about Houston Baptist's offense that you guys will be looking out for this weekend?
A couple of years ago, they were one of the top offenses in the country. And then their coordinator ended up leaving and going to, I think it was Eastern or Western Kentucky, and then now he's actually the OC at Texas Tech, I believe. But they last year was more of an anomaly for them. They got a lot of guys back. They're talented. They got a new quarterback. Most of their offense and defense are returners. They were young, similar to us. So I expect them to come out and give us everything they have. And, they like to throw it around a little bit. So, we've been working against that stuff, and we're excited to see how we match up.
Yeah. Is it hard sometimes, or when you beat a team like you did in Houston Baptist last year? I mean, you guys won big, 45-13. But like you said, they're returning a lot of guys. They're, even just growing up between last year to this year obviously can make a big difference. Is that something that you've talked to the guys about? Hey, I know we won big last year, but we can't even talk about that. We can't even look at that because this year's a completely different season.
Yeah, and it's game one, so not having anything on tape going into this game outside of what we've been able to find on the quarterback and they've been a really good wide receiver. The whole team is exceptionally coached. The head coach there does a fantastic job. Their OC, schematically, they're tough with their tempo stuff. So, yeah, we're not looking at last year. We've turned the page on last year. It's all about this Saturday, and it's one game at a time. So we're fired up.
Yeah, I can't wait, Coach. I enjoy talking to you. I enjoy watching this program, and I'm excited to see what you guys can put together this season. It's always a pleasure when our paths cross, and I'm glad we're able to get you on the show. This is going to be the first of many, Coach, so we're looking forward to that.
Let's do it. I'm excited. Thank you for having me.
All right, Coach. We'll talk to you soon. There's Coach Scott Darnell, defensive coordinator for the UNC Bears. 17 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, Angel. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk a little more about this Russell Wilson deal. Also, CSU's head coach, Jay Norvell, will join us at the bottom of the hour. So, jam-packed show here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.